This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. I want to keep it civil today, okay? I don't want name calling and all this other stuff that you can't prove. I want you to call in and confront me because we are contending for the faith here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to get to a couple things because what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is why is Joe Biden saying everything to ensure a Donald Trump victory? Is anybody paying attention to this controlled opposition? Why is Joe Biden saying everything to ensure a Donald Trump victory? I mean, he's saying everything he shouldn't be saying. He acts as if he is an actor on the behest of a foreign nation. Well, isn't that what's been going on in this country for a long time, friends? Politician after politician, administration after administration, judge after judge, attempting to tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image. That's exactly what we've been dealing with for a long time. So this should come as no surprise. We're going to get to that. I'm going to play some audio for you as well. And I also want to tell you this, too. What the American people were afraid that Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden might do to America, I'm also going to prove to you, friends, today, Donald Trump is doing just that. The very things that you're afraid Joe Biden was going to do or would do if he became the president, Donald Trump's already doing it with the cover of the mainstream media that he calls fake news. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. I want to get to this first because over the last 45 minutes, I've been getting email after email after email from my friends over there in Michigan. This just broke. Did anybody hear about this? Just Grab the Bee was the headline. Militia plotted to kidnap Michigan governor, feds say. Okay, that's what we're being told by the feds. A Michigan militia was plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has come under fire from President Donald Trump, according to the FBI. Defendants Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garvin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Casarata were charged with conspiracy to commit kidnapping, which, by the way, is a violation of law. Nobody's advocating that in any sense of the word. It's also a violation of God's moral law, first and foremost. That's why we have it in common law in American government. It's found in 1 Timothy 1:10. It's also found in the Torah. But it's interesting, the domestic terrorism investigation involved both confidential informants and undercover employees who recorded conversations, texts, online chats, and phone calls with the defendants. Now, I just want to stop right there, okay? Because the media means to play this out where the governor, who's been assailing the people in that state for a long time now, creating over 192 unconstitutional executive orders, friends, they're trying to paint the picture that she's the victim. She's not the victim. Again, I'm not advocating kidnapping. I'm not for lawlessness. I'm for the law. Okay, there's a process to all of this. But it'd be kind of nice to see some of these agencies like the FBI and the CIA and the police force in the state of Michigan in this particular case to actually do their job. Instead of prosecuting the corrupt incumbents, the said representatives that are assailing the people in that state, how come it is that it's making headlines that she's now under attack by those that have been on the precipice, under attack by the very said governor that they're trying to make out to be the victim? Hey, folks, why don't these agencies do their job and actually prosecute Governor Whitmer? Now, again, I'm not advocating kidnapping, but it goes to show you that you can oppress a people for so long before they finally stand up and say enough is enough. And notice the word, by the way, through the mainstream media, domestic terrorism. And who are they zeroing in on? The militia. If you look at the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, the militia is there to stop and repeal invasion, right? They work with good government. Again, all of the said representatives are an extension of we the people because they work for us, as we all well know. But the militia is there also to suppress insurrection. Now, to suppress the insurrection that corrupt politicians and the mainstream media have been conspiring to create in this country for a long time. So these agencies should be going after corrupt politicians. The courts and the judges and the people in this country should demand justice when it comes to the CIA-controlled narrative through the mainstream media, but they're not. They have to make an example out of these domestic terrorists. Notice our forefathers, when they continuously sent forth olive branches to the corrupt king across the pond in Great Britain, his name was King George III. And he kept refusing and kept refusing, just like this tyrant in Michigan, and kept refusing and kept refusing. It's interesting to note that just last Friday, she was called out by the Supreme Court as acting as an outlaw, acting unconstitutionally concerning her office, namely the gubernatorial, the governor of the state of Michigan. She lost the day. Before you knew it, the DHS and the Department of Health came into play to reinforce what the governor had no constitutional authority enforcing. Okay, so there is a conspiracy against the people in the state of Michigan, and the people in the state of Michigan all the well know it. And these individuals all the well know that those agencies in the state are there to protect corruption from the people and against the people rather than them standing up and upholding the law. Nope, they're protecting the big guy from the little guy. That's not the purpose of law in this country, friends. The law is there to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. In this case, Whitmer should be condemned for her crimes against the people. But what happens? We see the agencies get involved. Well, we're going to go after these guys that are saying, we've had enough. You pushed us too far. No more of this. And what do? They try to make them out to be the terrorists, rather than actually calling out the terrorist. Remember the word terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. If you don't know the difference, friends, you have it upside down. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back to this in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sons of Liberty friends, we're going to be talking about this in just a minute. Why is Joe Biden saying everything to ensure a Donald Trump victory? It's called the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, okay? And I also kind of want to bring this into play, too. This was actually said by Brzezinski back in 1972. He said, shortly the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. He said they'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. Is that what's happening today? Oh, you know it is. You know it is, friends. We have Noam Chomsky. He said, the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion. What does he mean by that? Well, just keep it focused on the candidates, for example, in the present as to where we're at right now. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Forget about the 1,156 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. Keep them focused on Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. And what's interesting is people are beginning to ask the right questions. They're asking the questions, are there other presidential contenders? Yes, there is, friends. Yes, there is. For the American people to accept Joe Biden and Donald Trump as presidential contenders shows you how dumbed down the system and the people in this country have become. Listen again to Noam Chomsky and tell me if you see this being played out in real time today. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debates within that spectrum. What's happening? Oh, the game, the wrestling match, the clowns in the circus of politics. Keep them distracted. Put on a show for them. Keep the cameras on the candidates that we want. That's exactly what's happening. We're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. If you want to check us out live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll find YouTube there. Click us on. Join us on live chat or top chat. You can also find on sonsoflibertymedia.com 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media, which we are now lawfully going after, as are a plethora of ministries and organizations across the country that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, friends, with with the big tech companies and their violations of free speech, namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, with that said, you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, click onto us, we're on the front page, join us on Top Chat from YouTube, and again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. I would rather hear you in your comments rather than you just slur me on your comments or throw your comments or to weigh in on your comments. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that King George named our signers, 56 signers, 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population that were throwing off his lawlessness. See, they wouldn't, our forefathers said no to a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. It's what we're seeing in replay in the present today, friends, on so many different fronts. Why? Because like our forefathers and like what's going on today, the olive branches, the methods of peace through the law concerning the corrupt that mean to rule over us that will not be ruled by God, they're not responding anymore. So what happens? They take it another level. Like King George said of our forefathers, he named them terrorists. Did you know that? It's exactly what the FBI is beginning to name people that are standing up against tyrants in the United States of America today. Now, this report concerning Just Grab the Bee, militia plotted to kidnap Michigan governor. The feds say, isn't it interesting, friends, how in this country, the media has the people in this country believing that you're guilty until proven innocent. That's not our system of government. You're innocent until proven guilty. Well, they've already played the judge, the jury, and I'm sure they hope to play the executioner as well. But look at these headlines, friends. This is totally un-American. And what else is un-American? Friends, again, not advocating if it be true that they were seeking to kidnap. That is against Scripture. 1 Timothy 1:10. It's against the law. It's against the Torah, first and foremost. It's against a common law in the United States of America. Not advocating any of that. I'm for the law. But it's interesting how they've already got these guys called out to be domestic terrorists. They're charged with conspiracy. Instead of dealing with the conspirators, they create the conspirators. And the fact of the matter is, you have people in this country that are drawing the line in the sand and they're saying, we're not going to suffer your abuses anymore. And when the people stand up, this is exactly what corruption does. They send in their brown shirts in this particular case, friends. I know not if they are not. But the fact of the matter is they go in and they create their enemies, their political opposition. And then they mean to paint in the minds of the people who their political opposition is as the terrorists. And they mean for the people to rise up and say, you know what, we need to get rid of these people. That's exactly how Jesus Christ was crucified, by the way. Exactly how he was crucified, by the religious hypocrites and the Herodians. And in Mark 8:15, Jesus told us to beware them people. And it's exactly where we're at today. But the question that begged or needs to be begged here is, why would the people in Michigan decide to do something if in case that's what they were deciding to do to kidnap her? Why would they begin to advance themselves against the one that continuously assails them? Because Whitmer's been assailing the people in Michigan. She's been defying the very law that she's supposed to uphold, friends. Why are these agencies protecting her and not condemning her for her crimes against the people of that particular state? And again, I think what this comes back to is that, listen to me, this is the history of the world. Tyrants are only going to oppress a people for so long before those people finally stand up and deal with their oppressors. I know that the media doesn't mean for you to hear that kind of stuff because they don't want you to be encouraged to understand that you actually have the strength and the God-given rights to throw off tyranny. Right? No, they want to paint a picture for those that are throwing off tyranny is, look at those terrorists, look at those bad guys. Wait a second. Most of the people that agree with a situation like this, or in many other cases, friends, you don't even, in most cases, people don't even know what the law is. They're just taking the mainstream media's word for it again and parroting their thoughts. rather than taking the time to understand what the Word of God says and the Constitution says, in the sense of should we be condemning or should we be justifying what's taking place here? How long are the people in Michigan to suffer the abuses, the unlawful abuses of a Governor Whitmer? Folks, they're playing a dangerous game and they're beginning to get a response from the people. It's just that simple. That's what's happening here. Okay, and again, what does the media want to do? They want to play that Governor Whitmer is somehow the victim. Folks, she's been assailing those people for a long time. And again, I'm not, just for the record, I'm not justifying their method if that is, in fact, the method that they meant to carry out. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that this is a good message for corruption to hear because the people in this country have had enough of their abuses in so many different ways. And again, I would say to these agencies, how is it that you're condemning or going after those that are attempting to defend themselves from someone that has been perpetuating crimes against them for a long, long time? I remember firsthand experience. I remember during the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama. He's a foreigner. He's a plant. He's a sodomite. He was, folks, the only support that he had during his criminal administration was homosexuals, communists, those that murder the innocent in the womb, which is all contrary in stark contrast to American law. It's against the law here, in other words. He had the support of communist nations, China, Russia. He had the support of Venezuela. Folks, but he didn't have the support of the American people. And I remember when we went to Washington, D.C., and we were all, I was bringing my wife and my four boys, little boys, through Washington, D.C., and I love going to D.C., but we were going through and just showing them the history of America. And I remember when we went up, and I'm not talking about the revised version either. I remember walking up to the fence right in front of the White House, and I remember seeing all these Secret Service agents. Which, by the way, I know a lot of people believe that they're there to merely just protect the president. I'm here to tell you, it's not just to protect the president, but it's also to protect those that rule over the president. In other words, they're keeping the president in line with his agreement, with his covenant of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay? So, again, the impression is that they're just there to protect the president. That is true in part, but they're also there to protect special interest groups and keeping the president in line. But the first thing I thought of when I looked over there, I'm looking at all the security Barack Hussein Obama had, George Bush, Bill Clinton, assailing the American people in the Secret Service. Of course, they're all saying that we're doing the honorable thing. We're protecting the President of the United States of America. No, no, no. Ask yourself the question, what is it that you're really protecting? You're protecting the very individual that is attempting to upend we the people in an attempt to create a global order, and you're doing your job by upholding the Constitution, you, my friend, have it completely backwards. You, my friend, need to open your eyes and you need to open your ears because you're not doing your job. You're doing someone's dirty work and you seem to be in compliance with it. Shame on you. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is still concerning. President Trump says he's out of the next presidential debate after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15 debate will go virtual. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the commission is hurting the election instead of trying to keep debates safe.
We just had an in-person debate last night. So why are they changing the rules and not following the science? Why aren't they talking to the candidates? Why aren't they talking to the candidates and saying, hey, if you test negative, let's go in person? This is not good for the voters. That's what I care about. Voters deserve to hear these candidates in-person debate.
This is USA Radio News. Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worships limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
And the second highest-ranked Marine officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas, tested positive on Wednesday, becoming the second four-star officer to test positive this week. Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray tested positive on Monday. Members of the Joint Chief of Staff are quarantining at home out of caution after several officers met with Thomas and Ray last week. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey folks, here's the bottom line. I am for the law, period. I'm for the law. And I want to make clear people understand that. I am for the law. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, was asked, are you an aristocrat? He said, no. They said, are you a Democrat? He said, no. He said, I'm a Christocrat. When we understand, again, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, they were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven, okay? So it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that established common law through those that knew the difference. I'm talking about Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone, and the likes of John Locke, who helped establish English common law in America today. That's why when you go to your civil buildings and capitals, you see God everywhere, Moses everywhere. Go to the back of the Supreme Court. It's got Moses and the Ten Commandments about the injustices that the American people have tolerated in D.C. And what does it say? Justice, the guardian of liberty, with Moses with the two tablets in his hand, the Mosaic Institution. Moral law, not ceremonial. Make distinction. Okay? So I just want to make people clear as to what I'm talking about here. Because it's so blatantly obvious, people are so caught up into this little game. People complain about the establishment, but when you give them information to get outside of the establishment, they don't want it. And guess what? I'm giving you what's written. What you're doing is acting out of opinion as you parrot the media that you say you don't believe in. Listen to Noam Chomsky. He said this. Chomsky. The smart way to keep people passive and in that circle that they want to keep people, they want to keep everything centralized and in control. He said the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion. Okay, what is it today? Well, you have the option of Donald Trump or none other than Joe Biden. He goes on, but allow very lively debates within that spectrum. How do you fill the seats, America? Keep the fight alive. Isn't this what pro wrestlers do, WWE? And we know behind closed doors they're best of friends. It's exactly what they do. They deceive the people. There's no truth in them, John 8:44. They're ill-designing men. They're cunning men, Ephesians 4:14. And Scripture tells us to beware of these people. And what does almost every single one of them do? They claim their Christianity. How many times did Jesus tell us to judge them by their fruit? Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And how many times did he warn us not to be deceived when he said, many will come in my name? He even went so far in Mark 8:15 and said, beware of the leaven, the doctrines, the corrupt doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. That's what he's got all around him concerning the current administration, as well as not only the religious hypocrites, but also the corrupt doctrines of the Herodians government. Okay, there's been a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, and the American people, because they're ignorant of the Constitution, they've accepted the game that's being played out through the clowns in the circus of politics, period. Okay. A couple minutes ago, I had just read off to you some of the things that were said by others that sooner or later, everything that you're, Brzezinski, he said this in 1972. I just seen it. Shortly, the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They will only be able to parrot the information that's been given on them on the previous night's news. And it's exactly where you're at. It's exactly where the American people are. Take a foreigner from without the United States, bring him into the United States, and he's going to say, you're being lied to all day long. A couple weeks ago, I had Kevin Shipp, former CIA, who worked with William Casey, the former CIA director. I gave him a quote, and I said, is this true? Because we know from the likes of Dr. Udo Ufcott, I'm going to let him tell you in just a moment, he's gone now, but he warned us a year and a half before he mysteriously died, exposing the media. He said there, all journalists on the globe are controlled by the CIA. Now listen to what William Casey said. This is the CIA director under Ronald Reagan. He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. It falls in line with exactly what we're dealing with today. What is it, folks? What is the game that's being played out? Yesterday, I shared with you, Dr. June Knight was on the program with us probably 3 weeks, a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. She's a White House correspondent. She said that she believed that she was supposed to go to Washington, D.C. and helped Donald Trump's administration. She said when she got there, she said, I noticed that he was one way in front of the people, and behind closed doors, he was pushing illegal agendas and global initiatives against the people. Of course, it's the same thing, different day. And this is the very establishment I'm trying to get people outside of. I had a guy say to me, well, Bradley, you know, if we vote for one of those 1,156 other candidates that are running for the presidency, he said, that's a wasted vote. I said, how does that make sense? If you want the fire to go out concerning the establishment that the media continuously fuels, and you keep pulling the wood out, sooner or later there's going to be no wood in there for it to fuel on or to burn on. Use a little common sense. Or you hear from Christian people or professed Christians, right? See them all day long. But what's interesting, they'll say, well, Bradley, you know, out of the lesser of two evils, who are we supposed to vote for? Neither one. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. You're not supposed to help the lesser of two evils. Vote the one in that will hold to the principles. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm talking about law, the fact of the matter is the American people don't know the difference. They're just allured in by their favorite comical clown that is the leader and point man for the circus of politics. And that's exactly where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. So for all of you people that want to keep taking shots without even listening to a word that I have to say, it shows you how ignorant and simple you are. And just think, you're the grown-ups of the world. Look what you have done with the United States. Look at your kids are going to have to deal with, because you continuously keep putting your finger on both of your eyeballs and plugging both your ears, because you'll have none of the truth that exposes your idol, your favorite politician. And I want to say this, shame on you. Shame on you, every single one of you. You're a joke. You're laughable. That's why you're a reproach from the younger generation. They're sick and tired of your hypocrisies. But anyways, with that said, friends, let's get to this. Vladimir Lenin, Russian revolutionary, said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Friends, who is constantly creating this warfare? The media, corrupt politicians, who's constantly calling for change through policy which undermines constitutional law. Corrupt politicians and the media. They're the ones creating all of this warfare in an attempt to overthrow, to establish a global order. It's called the New World Order. Well, that's conspiratorial. You're ignorant. That to call that conspiratorial today is a thing of the past about 20 years ago, when George Bush Sr. got up and said over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit that he calls for a new world order. And what did he said? Out of this chaos, we can create a new world order. Who is creating the chaos? That's what you need to put your finger on, more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media. Nobody. And what do they do, friends, to the chaos that they create? They want a new order. That's what they want. And let me say this, John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon, if that was true, I wish he would have stayed there. He's a corrupt politician that is now where he belongs. I bet he wish he would have told the truth when he was on this earth, but he didn't. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here, friends. This is common knowledge. The stuff that government has their fingers in today is so far out of their scope of authority that it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. If our forefathers came back and said, whoa, 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 what is this? And you said it's the American government, they would say, no, that's the kind of government that we threw off over 244 years ago. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. And both Biden and Donald Trump, friends, are acting in a foreign manner on a 24/7 basis. Donald Trump tells you what you want to hear. Joe Biden doesn't. But what you're afraid that Joe Biden would do, guess what? Donald Trump is already doing it. That's a fact. Folks, if you want to get voted in to become the president of the United States of America, do you tell the voters what they want to hear like Donald Trump? Or do you tell the voters what they don't want to hear like that of Joe Biden? Because this is exactly what Joe Biden is doing every step of the way. So did Buttigieg. So does Kamala Harris. So did Hillary Clinton, friends. So I can go on. Bernie Sanders. I mean, folks, this is all for, these are all assailing the U.S. Constitution. Who do you think they're going to vote for? The American people. Do you think they truly want to see Make America Great Again? Or do you think that they want to vote in a communist to come in and make this a communist nation? Absolutely not. But this is what Biden's doing. This is what those that were set up on the left, as you've been taught, have been continuously promulgating. They're advocating for that which is un-American. They're advocating for that which disarms the American people, that enables illegal that mean to conquer from the Middle East into America. And I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment from Joe Biden to prove the point. But Joe Biden is saying everything that he shouldn't be saying if he really wanted to become the president of the United States of America. And furthermore, the guy doesn't have a following, just like Hillary Clinton didn't have a following. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, the second term, didn't have a following. He did the first term. Folks, it's all conjured up. It's all created by the mainstream media to legitimize that which you cannot legitimize. They attempt to justify that which they cannot justify. Is it not true? Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, not too long ago, were called out for treason against the United States of America. Yes, he was. And it's still out there right now in the face of the people, right? And isn't it interesting, friends, also how they're trying to normalize pedophilia through Netflix and having little 11-year-old kids dance at gay bars in New York, and the list goes on. We all know that this is happening, right? And we also see it happening in California, where they're trying to normalize sex with 14-year-old kids, right? But Joe Biden, we know, is a pedophile. We see him on television with older women and younger women continuously going up against him like a cat. But isn't it interesting how nobody takes him serious? But before you know it, the mainstream media has you arguing over Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You got to think about what's going on here, friends. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh my goodness. Hey, I got to tell you, you know, I'm looking at some of these comments, interestingly enough, I mean, these guys are so smart, they're talking about the left. Can you define the left, please? These guys are so smart, they're talking about what the Democratic Party's doing, what the Republican Party fails to deal with, right? Because in law, concerning law, law is there to protect, it's there to condemn, and it's there to justify. That's it, nothing more. Could you please, all of you wise guys that have something to teach me, can you show me in the U.S. Constitution where it makes reference to the Republican Party or to the Democratic Party, please? That's it. Jesus used to do this all the time. You'd ask people the questions because they can't answer them. Show me the point of reference in the Constitution where it talks about the Democrats and the Republicans or one of the other 98 other unconstitutional party affiliations. When you're talking about the left, you need to understand if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, okay? Just want to make clear, okay, because you don't know what you're talking about. You're divided and you're confused because you refuse to listen to what I'm trying to share with you, like this fool that just posted. You're just ignorant and you deserve exactly what you get. Your kids don't. That's the truth of the matter. Your kids don't. Look at you're enslaving your children because you don't want to listen. Is this what you say to the people to become the president of the United States of America? Everything that you shouldn't say. Folks, if you haven't figured it out yet, Joe Biden is merely driving support to Donald Trump to ensure a victory. That's it. It's called leading through opposition. They've created, they're two players, they're two actors in the wrestling ring. It's all scripted. This is why there's never any real questions asked to the candidates. It's all controlled dialogue. It's all controlled narrative, folks. All of it is. And it's all pre-scripted. Before they get up on stage and they're asked 99% of these questions, they already know what questions are going to be asked to them. You need to understand how this works. This isn't real, friends, because if you were to ask Donald Trump or Joe Biden a serious question about the Constitution, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be able to get an answer out of them constitutionally. Why? Because they don't know it. Okay? My point that I was making to you during the last segment was this. How is it that they were just highlighting, the mainstream media was just highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden and his son and how he acts around little kids and how he's a pedophile? He's a criminal. He's been busted in scandal after scandal. How is it before you know it, he was called one that was guilty of treason by Donald Trump, and now he's a presidential contender? Hey, Americans, I got to shoot from the hip here. Street talk. How stupid are you? Are you kidding me? It shows you what you're settling for. If you're caught up into the debate between the two, keep in mind what Chomsky said, friends. Keep in mind what he said. Keep it in the same spectrum. Keep it in the same circle. The smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion. That's why they're driving the narrative. This is why big tech companies are driving the narrative. And keep in mind, they're owned by 6 corporations globally. Okay, just so you know. Hey, you know what? Go ahead and play Udo Ofcott. He's a German editor. Listen to what he had to say. I'm going to just play about 15, 30 seconds of this. Listen carefully.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia.
Okay, that's good, that's good. I just we'll play more of that when we have more time, but I wanted you to hear out of his own mouth. I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not tell the truth to the public. It's exactly, again, how you're being spoon-fed as to what's going on through the mainstream media. They're useful idiots. That's it, period. Boy, I could spend hours on this. Let's get to the topic here. Joe Biden tells the people of the country that he will lift the Muslim ban in America his first day. Is that what you tell the American people if you want to win the people's White House? Listen to this.
I will end the Muslim ban on day one. Day one.
You know what he begins to do then, friends? Throughout the duration of this audio that you're hearing, it's a video for me and audio as well, he begins to recite the Quran.
Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs,
listen to this.
Whomever among you sees a wrong, let him change it with his hand. If he is not able, then with his tongue.
Is this how you win the presidency of the United States of America? Absolutely not.
Make no mistake, people.
Listen,
2020 is
go ahead.
Hey,
folks, Joe Biden.
Into it in 2020.
Joe Biden.
Our fundamental
you
basic
can
beliefs.
Shut that off, please. And, Joe Biden, friends, reciting the Quran. And you think he's legit. What's interesting about this, as he's reciting the Quran, he goes on, and he goes on, and he goes on, and he goes on. Is this how you win the people's White House, friends? Then why is Joe Biden doing it? Because the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. What is his opposition leading to? A sure win for Donald Trump. Every single one of those that have been put up against Donald Trump is a sure win for Donald Trump. They don't have the support. Okay? Just for the record. So Joe Biden does, who in their right mind would vote for him beside the Muslims that mean to conquer? No one. Right? Now, meanwhile, so you can get a good understanding as to how this game is being played out, Donald Trump, and I need to bring this into this equation, For those that didn't know, you're afraid of what Joe Biden would do by lifting the Muslim ban. But did you know that Judicial Watch reported that Trump is aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations in America times three? By dumping tens of millions of dollars into them of that of Barack Hussein Obama? Are you starting to see how this works? Joe Biden said that he would make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. It has never been the law of the land, by the way, friends. It never has been. It's not the law of the land, nor can it ever be. Why? Because it violates the law. Thou shalt not kill. Now, for the record, when the Nazis did this, there was an outcry worldwide to put a stop to the crimes against humanity. 60 million babies had been murdered in the United States, and here you have a candidate saying that he will make the murder of the innocent the law of the land. Is that what you say to become the president of the United States of America? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. But worry not, though, friends, because your other option, President Donald Trump, has got this well in hand. Did you know Trump is the self-professed most pro-life president in American history, at least in the present? Well, that's at least what we've been told by Trump and the mainstream media and creepy Mike Pence, the vice president. Did you know that Mike Pence is as much of a liar as Donald Trump is? Because behind closed doors, as he's playing the most pro-life president, did you know that the Washington Times reported that Donald Trump has released now $600 million to the likes of a Planned Parenthood? This was just last year, friends. This is brand new news. If you go to CNS News, you'll find that he also signed on to legislation, which is un-American, to fund Planned Parenthood. By the way, that's $100 million more than Barack Hussein Obama. Are you understanding how this is all working out? So if you're tracking with me, these are the things you say to ensure Joe Biden that you do not get elected. See, again, what you're afraid of Joe Biden doing, Donald Trump is already doing it behind closed doors. We've had the White House correspondents tell the American people this, telling you what you don't want to hear, but what you need to hear. This is leading through opposition. Would you tell 330 million people that own 393.3 million guns in this country, would you tell them that they don't have a right to the Second Amendment? Just because we have a Second Amendment doesn't mean you can own a gun. This is what Breitbart just reported last week on Joe Biden. Now, again, just you need not worry concerning the president, because in his first 500 days of his criminal administration, illegally and unlawfully overseeing the passing of 55 gun control policies in 26 states and not called out a single one of them. Friends, do you understand how this is being played? What you're being told by Joe Biden is exactly what Donald Trump is in fact doing. This has been going on for a long, long time. Dr. June Knight brought up the point last week, when I had her on the radio. She said that she was at a world organization where all the leaders from the world were there, and one of the leaders piped up and said, listen, if you want to overthrow a government, you have to set up a two-party system. Like the Republicans and the Democrats? Yep. There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So let me say this. I'm going to get to this on Saturday again, because I just tipped the top of the topic here, friends. Why is Joe Biden saying everything that will ensure a Donald Trump victory? And why is Donald Trump doing what you were afraid Joe was doing?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.